It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
On Friday, I wouldn't call it a Friday news dump, but I mean, closest thing we've seen to one with something this large, something of this magnitude. The number one overall pick did change hands. It no longer belongs to the Chicago Bears. The Carolina Panthers sent a ton to Chicago for the right to take the first player in this draft class. So Carolina received, Pete, the number one overall pick in the draft. The Chicago Bears, who have Lovie Smith and Davis Mills to thank for this, obviously, received 9 overall, which is a first-round pick, obviously, 61 overall, a second-round pick, a 2024 first-round draft pick, a 2025 second-round draft pick, and I believe that there were reports that the Panthers wanted to throw in their 2025 first-round pick, but instead the Chicago Bears asked for wide receiver DJ Moore. So he is now a member of the Bears contingent. The Bears in the last few months have traded for DJ Moore, for Chase Claypool. They have really remade things a bit for Justin Fields, who now has no threat. Not that anyone, I think, ever really bought that there would be one, but it's very clearly the Justin Fields show moving forward in Chicago this season. They had the 9th overall pick to add something to that mix, so you never know. But this is kind of fun. I feel like this was a big win for the Bears.
I think it's a big win on both sides. I mean, we're talking about it. If you don't have a quarterback, you have nothing. The Panthers very clearly have somebody in this draft class that they like. Remains to be seen who, you know, which direction they go. I know there had been some smoke surrounding Stroud over the weekend. But the Bears, this to me, slam dunk. You're still a top 10 pick, you know, as we have in our notes here. You get the 61 overall, another first next year, a second later on. And then you had DJ Moore. I mean, the whole thing all season that we were talking about is, man, how exciting is Justin Fields? And I mean, we're just alluding to fantasy football. DJ Moore has been one of those guys that a lot of fantasy football fans, a lot of NFL fans has been in jail in a sense, like free DJ Moore. Well, this is the freeing of DJ Moore, and kudos to Ryan Poles for recognizing the advantage that he had in Justin Fields. There had been some questions about that, about whether he was the guy. And once he did, he realized, okay, I could trade back and let's just go to the highest bidder. And it ended up being the Carolina Panthers. And again, now I think the timetable for the Bears gets a little spicy. I think they're going to be one of these teams, RJ, not to necessarily win that division, but to be maybe one of those 3 wildcard teams in the NFC as early as next year, because you're starting to see the pieces come together. You have a draft that is, you know, what people would regard as A+ when they look back at it a year from now. You're suddenly, I think, very much in the mix. So it's a good deal on both sides, and we'll see who the Panthers go with. But it's very clearly going to be a quarterback.
I would offer that there's no division that will undergo as much change as the NFC North may conceivably this particular offseason.
It's a shame that Jeremy isn't here, because Rodgers is not going to be there. You know, you have these questions with Cousins, and as much as we liked Cousins last year, I think
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you can discount the Bears from winning. I don't think you can say the Bears aren't going to win this thing. Like, you know, like,
oh, this is Detroit's division to lose, baby. That's why I'm saying I miss Jeremy. They should, by the end of this thing, they should be the favorites, right?
The Bears will have the same sort of energy that I think we saw with the Jaguars last year. Like, people kind of like, I don't know, man. You know, like, they're the young kind of hot, up-and-coming, spicy team, the way we saw with the Browns a few years ago, like the early Baker days, like the Jaguars a few years back and the early Blake Bortles days. I do think it's interesting. I think Ryan Poles said this morning on Monday that he also wanted to acquire future draft capital, because he has a 2024 first-round draft pick from the Panthers and that 2025 second in the event that they want to move up then, right, to trade up for a quarterback, right? Like, you just don't know. I mean, you don't have to make a long-term decision on Justin Fields. So if you're not in love with Bryce Young or CJ Stroud or whatever the case may be, like, you know, next year, Caleb Williams, yeah, right? Like, whatever you're feeling next year. So the Bears have a lot of options. I'm very, very excited about them moving forward.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.